Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. We're broadcasting live this week from 6 to 8.30 a.m. from City's brand new space at 268 Orchard Road, the City Wealth Hub. And you'll notice that throughout this week, we're running polls on our Facebook page. Head over to facebook.com/MoneyFM893, and the results of the polls will be the topic of discussion at about 7.45, 7.50 every morning. So last Friday, we ran our first poll. And let's take a look at some of the results from overnight. The question was, how has COVID-19 changed the way you approach money or spending? Is it A, you shift your spend towards essentials like health and well-being? Well, 42.9% of you said so. You dine out more often to fill the void left by travel and entertainment. Just 14.3%. More impulsive spending because you're inclined to treat yourself. 14.3%. And the final one, you keep a closer eye on your month-to-month budget, 28.6%. We're going to talk a little bit about this survey with Annabelle Cook, who is an entrepreneur. Annabelle, good morning and welcome.
Hi.
So the top result was shifting spending towards more essentials like health and well-being, 42.9%. I want to get your thoughts on this. I mean, do you think it's the natural thing to do to put your health as a priority when you see all these reports of pandemic in the news?
I think most definitely. I mean, that's where most of my spending goes to as
well.
Oh,
so you too as well. So you're part of the 42%.
Yeah.
What are we talking? Like what? Just vitamin C's or...
In general, I guess sports equipments and, okay. and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm very low maintenance. Usually get my mom to buy stuff for me.
Okay.
I spend on classes, stand-up paddling,
right.
rentals and things
right.
like that.
A health-related question as well. Have you fallen sick at all this year? And the reason I ask that is, do you feel there's this added pressure because of all the news, right? And because, you know, you end up getting an MC for 5 days if it's not a serious flu, out of caution, obviously. Do you find that there's an added pressure this year to not fall sick and therefore you take care of yourself more?
I haven't fallen sick in, I think, 2 years.
Well done. Wow.
last time I had a fever, I can't remember.
Okay.
But yeah, most definitely, because when, you know, my mom coughs a bit, I'm like, hello.
It's unfortunate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about keeping a close eye on your month-to-month budget. That came in second place, 28.6%. Yes, I think this is natural. You want to spend less, you want to watch your expenditure and whatnot. But people are also, at the same time, open to spending more on their health and well-being. Do you think this sort of a shift of habit is going to stay on for the long term? And yesterday, PM Lee talked about phase three. Do you think people are excited and therefore will start changing their spending habits?
I think they are a little bit cautious, more cautious now.
Okay.
So in like 2021, we're still going to keep an eye on the dollars and cents.
Yeah.
Until things, you know, get more stable, then probably.
Yourself personally?
For me, I'm very fortunate. I mean, I don't really indulge myself in like luxury goods or anything. So, as usual, I guess.
Okay. Dining out, impulsive spending. That's something people are doing less. This is both at 14.3%. But Ryan and I were talking yesterday. Ryan himself, you know, because you find yourself spending less, so you wait for that big sale and you indulge. You buy a big ticket item. Do you think this pandemic has changed the way we spend on perks or luxuries? I mean, what about you personally? If you could travel, are you an avid traveler? Do you travel a lot?
A lot, yeah.
So you would have spent on travel if there was no pandemic, right?
That's true,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think, you know, generally around you, the people around you in, say, your entrepreneur sphere for that matter, do you think people are spending less on perks?
Well, entrepreneurs are... usually broke.
okay,
that's an exaggeration, but
that's sad.
But I mean, if you count perks as like, you know, a treat to yourself every now and then, like going to the zoo or something doesn't break
or
your wallet.
Or buying a nice meal.
Yeah, or buying a nice meal.
Right.
So, yeah.
So let's talk about these options. I mean, in terms of your own priorities and the questions that we ask, which option would you have chosen? You know, spending more on health, dining out more often, impulse spending, or just keeping a closer eye on your budget?
Health. That's just kind of what I usually spend on anyway before COVID. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the same for you, except you're working from home. No.
Yeah.
Do head to our Facebook page to take part in tomorrow's poll. We'll put this poll up on our page from about 8:15 a.m. The poll question is, what is your biggest learning experience from the year 2020? Is it A, to be grateful for what I have? B, time is a precious commodity? C, health and well-being are the most important? Or D, spending more time with family? Annabelle, let's get your thoughts. What is your biggest learning lesson from the year 2020 out of the four options?
You know, I wish I could spend a bit less time with my family now that my mom's nagging a lot at me. Hi, Mom. but yeah, it will be, you know, being grateful for what I have and health and well-being.
Right. Okay. So before this, you were not working from home. You were working in an office or on site?
No, usually I'm working from home. It's okay. Just that everyone now is working from home.
So the house is very crowded.
Yeah.
Yes, I see exactly where you're coming from. All right. Again, head over to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/moneyfm893. What is your biggest learning lesson from the year 2020? Being grateful for what you have, time as a precious commodity, health and well-being paramount, or spending more time with your family? Ryan Huang, what about you?
Oh, that is a very tough question. If I cast my mind back to 2020, I think time is a precious commodity, because you have so many distractions. You need to really focus on what's important, prioritize what's going to be important for you to come in terms of, for me, it was really family, right?
Yeah,
it makes you realize, hey, you shouldn't just be focusing on working from home. You need to really draw a line between your hours and making sure you have quality time with your loved ones.
Ah, that is very well said.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.